We are sticking with Hawaii Island for our next story. The island took an economic hit following last year's natural disasters, and the recovery has been a slow one. Miles Yoshioka is the executive officer of the Hawaii Island Chamber of Commerce. In a recent op-ed, he made the case for increasing the Big Island's economic resilience by expanding the astronomy industry. HPR's Ryan Finnerty has more.
Man, our island did take a hit, you know, of course, not only with the eruption, but the storms that had hit our island really took its toll. Over 700 homes were either destroyed or affected by the flow. All those homes were located within the area close to Pahoa Town. So a lot of the businesses in Pahoa were deeply affected. You know, you had two major communities, the Leilani subdivision and the Kapoho area, which really supported this town and the visitor industry that came along with it. So Pahoa really took a hit. It really didn't help our island with how the national news portrayed what was actually happening here. According to the national news, it seemed like the entire island, and I think sometimes even the entire state was under siege by this volcano. But, you know, it really just affected a small portion of the island. And that area was hit hard, but the entire island, and including our visitor industry, was deeply affected.
When you say deeply affected, do we have any kind of numbers in terms of what sort of decline we saw in the visitor industry?
For that particular area, the Puna area, there's a lot of agriculture that was affected. So we had orchid farms, papaya farms, decorative foliage farms. The reported losses in the agriculture sector were over $28 million total. Huge amount of inventory loss. The figures for crops was over $17 million of that $28 million total.
Well, Miles, all that gets to the potential pitfalls of being too reliant on one particular industry. In this case, for Hawaii Island, it maybe was the visitor industry. And then we see what happens when there is any kind of event that hurts that industry. You're proposing diversification, focusing on astronomy.
Correct. That's correct. Well, astronomy is one major sector that our chamber has been supporting for, gosh, over 50 years.
In a recent editorial, you wrote about a time previously when astronomy was used to kind of pick Hilo up after a previous natural disaster. And I wonder if you could just explain that a little bit.
Yeah, just after the 1960 tsunami that hit Hilo, Mitsuo Akiyama, who was our chamber executive secretary at the time, saw the devastation and saw how the East Hawaii economy was hit. So he took upon himself to think about and explore several ways of building our local economy. Just through talking story, he spoke with Howard Ellis, who was an astrophysicist up on Mauna Loa at the time, who commented, you know, how clear the air was up on the mountains. They kept this discussion going, and a couple years later, thanks to help from our state legislature and then Governor Burns, we're able to get funding to build a roadway from Halepohaku to the summit of Mauna Kea. Eventually, the first telescope was put on the mountain. It belonged to the University of Hawaii. This small step led to a multi-billion dollar industry that is not only helping our island, our country, and really the world. We've come a long way.
For astronomy to really become a viable alternative to tourism, or at least to diversify the economy further, it needs to expand. And there has been no small amount of opposition to expanding astronomy on Mauna Kea and expanding telescope construction, the TMT being the most obvious example. Do you really think there is an appetite in the community on Hawaii Island for such an expansion?
I definitely believe there is. You know, last polls that I've heard shows that 70% of the people on the island are in favor of the 30-meter telescope. Astronomy is a clean industry. You know, the technology in itself with observatories on the mountain have come a long way. You know, we're not talking facilities that were put up, you know, 50, 40, 30 years ago. They've cleaned up everything, or they've cleaned up, you know, the facilities up there. It is going to be a clean industry. Granted, there is opposition, but we do feel it is a minority, and we hope, you know, clear heads will prevail and realize that this is something that will help our children, or, you know, the next generations, and build up an economy where we can have higher paying jobs for our island.
You mentioned in your piece 1,400 jobs statewide in astronomy. More than half of those are on Hawaii Island, and economic impacts to your island of about $90 million a year. Statewide, it's $170 million for astronomy. Statewide, the tourism industry in Hawaii is worth $16 billion with a B. So is it feasible for astronomy to really be a significant diversifier with such a gigantic tourism industry?
I think it can. You know, the jobs that astronomy brings to our island and state, we're just not talking astronomers. We're not just talking scientists. It's support crews, construction, down to clerical. You know, if you think about it, up on the mountain, many of the telescopes are being remotely operated. So there's staff down in Hilo, in Waimea, that are needed to support the telescopes. You know, we do have a lot of students, a lot of kids studying here, as well as moving away to the mainland to study. But we need to provide a chance for them to come home and offer the types of jobs that they're looking for.
What do you think the astronomy industry and people in that industry who want to work in Hawaii need to do to address the types of concerns that were raised about the 30-meter telescope and caused so much of the disagreement that we saw?
Okay, well, I think a lot of the concerns raised were addressed, dealing with groundwater or waste treatment systems. You know, our astronomers have taken big steps to become active members of our community. I have personal friends who work in the astronomy industry, and a lot of them are from here already. You know, they're residents. Some of them come from away, but they are contributing members of our community. And I think we need to keep that in mind, that everyone is, you know, trying to work together on this, and we hope everyone can be a part of it.
All right, Miles Yoshioka, thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
You've been hearing from Miles Yoshioka, Executive Officer of the Hawaii Island Chamber of Commerce. We'll have a link to his recent editorial in the Hawaii Tribune Herald, posted on hawaiipublicradio.org.